Let's go to Tom in Florida, and he's got some questions about breastfeeding. Are you there, Tom?
Hey, Dr. Marshall. Yeah, I got more questions for you.
All right, go ahead.
Kind of funny. I'm a single guy, but I know a lot of lactating mothers, and I'm getting into a fun habit of giving them a bottle of nutritional yeast flakes and tell them to try it and see how it goes, you know?
And it works pretty darn good, doesn't it?
Well, I don't have a big track record. The second person that I've tried to, she told me when I gave her the bottle, "Oh, Tom, I have to wean my child quickly because I'm pregnant again."
And oh, wow.
Heard the concept that if you're pregnant, you should not be nursing. So
yeah,
is that true, or what's the controversy about that? What do you think?
The food is so poor today, it's probably wise, but I would say, you really need to breastfeed at least 12 to 18 months, and if you don't, you can look forward to a much higher probability that that child will be sickly and weak and not develop and be as strong as he could. So I am definitely opposed to shorting it less than 12 months. And also, if the mom really starts getting on super nutrients and has plenty of the nutritional yeast, usually the body can handle this load, although it's really a mistake to have the children so close together in a country whose food is so substandard like the United States. It's really going to be very, very hard on the woman, and she will certainly experience accelerated aging.
Well, I mean, you said that she took 4 tablespoons of yeast flakes a day.
Oh, yes.
Had more milk than you knew what to do with.
Exactly.
And it was very nutrient dense.
Exactly.
Well, if the woman did that and that was working, could she then go ahead and go forward without risk to her second child?
I don't see why. I would certainly say that should be possible, right? Yep. Definitely. Okay.
All right. All right, well, thanks so much, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye.